nice
to get
a win for at home.
Yeah, it's a good day for the playing group in that room. They've taken a lot of hits this year when you've been close to a win, so it's nice. It's nice for everyone. I'm not subdued for a reason. I'm just subdued because it's draining.
Also nice to put the
county
controversy behind you.
We moved on from that a week ago, and I watched the game with interest last night, seeing David's performance, because we wish people well who have played and represented the club.
Not just a win, but a very good performance.
I thought so. It demonstrated a belief in a team, values that we really reward ourselves on, and everyone working for each other, and that sort of goes a long way in a club environment and where we're at, and it was nice to see. Yeah, I think John will be very disappointed, and I'm not sure if he's been in, but when he comes in, or if he has been already, I'm sure he'll be disputing it. But it's no point sitting here. We take the rug of the green today and we move on from it, but I think it's unlikely that it was a penalty, but you've got to take it.
And send-off?
Send-off, last man. Morton was in the inside shoulder. He had the line of the goal in sight, so I'd say it was a sending-off for sure.
There were some doubts maybe where the goals might come from, given the influence David Carney's had in attack. You must have been delighted with that. I think he had 17 shots on target, on goal, and
13
were from inside the box.
No, I didn't have any doubt. I knew bringing Morton here and then stabilising the central midfield with Stephen would add that quality. And I think what you're seeing now is people stepping up as opposed to relying on one person. And it's funny, sometimes players take the accolades for the team environment, and that's not what I'm about. It's about the team displaying. And as good as players have been, I think the back four and the goalkeeper today were outstanding, dealing with a front three that are arguably the best in the league.
Do you think the team's performance overall is just building again? Like, you had that really terrible defeat here a couple of weeks back, and yep. You were slightly improved against Adelaide. Now what would you say about performance this week compared to 2 weeks ago?
No, I'd have to agree. Perth was madness. And we let ourselves down, technically and tactically, but I thought mentally we let ourselves down. We stepped away from the game and the competitive side to it. Whereas today we had all facets, technical, tactical, physical, mental. We put all four corners together and we represented, more importantly, the fans of Newcastle with dignity. And to see the players on a different note away from football getting the response they did from the fans, especially at that far end there this afternoon, was very pleasing. And I don't mean from the players, I mean from the fans' perspective, that they get to do that.
Darkovic looked very good on his starting debut for the club.
Yeah, his name came up to me in June last year when I first joined the club, and at that point I couldn't sign him. So I've kept tabs on him since then, and you know, what's for you won't go by you. And he joined the club. And good young player, very mature, technically very good, can play forward, but has got that combative side to it as well. And he's a great addition to the club. And to have a player of his pedigree at that age for 18 months as well is a sign that, we're slowly getting there in terms of a lot of approaches, and not just the football approach, but the rebuilding from a recruitment perspective as well.
Lucius has got eight goals now. I mean, he's
much
maligned at times.
Yeah, a very important person. The club alluded that to me on Wednesday or Thursday, and he told me that there are only three players that have hit double figures in the club's history, and Milos has got eight. So I have to back the player up here. He's got eight goals in a certain amount of period, and he's two off double figures. And as I said, he'll be the fourth that will go into that category of double figures in one season. So I'm sure his work rate has improved. Hence the reason he's getting into right areas now. But I think the service and the input Morton had today. He's been with the club 2 weeks training, and he's already finding himself in areas where we want him to be playing and playing within the structure.
Is Milos done enough to convince you about going around again next year? You know, you've got 9 players on contract.
Yeah, Milos, we'll have a discussion regarding Milos, but obviously being from Serbia and having family and disconnect from that, it might be a challenge for him, but we haven't opened negotiations with him at this point, either have we opened up negotiations with anyone, because the decision for the next period, whilst I'm here, needs to be the right one, and it can't be rushed based upon 2 goals today. But it must admit, he's performing to a different level now, and I think it derives from his work ethic and his support.
Yeah,
Milos
scored 9. That's the most
an
import scored. So is that what you expect from your import?
Yeah, as I said, the person that alluded that to me was quite the fact finder, and so it just demonstrates that although he sometimes doesn't demonstrate the energy that the fans want to see, he's actually been quite clinical in the last 3 to 4 weeks, and popping up with two today is a good reward for a striker that's very humble in his approach to his football, and he's taken a lot of criticism, including from me, and he's kept focus on the job at hand, which is good to see.
Leonardo wasn't happy when he got replaced.
I'd rather him not happy than happy to come off. And the plan was already 60 to 65 minutes for him anyway, to give Morton more time on the field. So that was already the plan. You know, Leonardo, I don't need to state my plan before the game to the players. So him coming off and not being happy, I'm not bothered by that at all. I like the fact he's angry.
I know you said you wish David Carney well, but just the whole transfer saga thing, it must have taken its toll in a way. I mean,
The results are the most important. So irrespective of the transfer situation, it could have been any player. And if I'm honest with you, we had a number of players contacted late in the transfer window from our squad that other clubs were looking at. So it wasn't just one player. There were a lot of people that were looking at our squad, which is important. It wasn't tiring because I was very strategic in terms of how I was going to deal with it. And one thing's for certain, as I said, when I said I was in the driver's seat, I left it to the last minute to action it, to make sure that people didn't maximise it and didn't abuse the club.
Kept Aaron Lloyd very quiet today, comparatively?
I think Aaron will be sitting in the dressing room because that was one of the main threats we looked at. And if we can stop the source, and that being Aaron Moy, that can manipulate the outcome of the game. I thought his distribution was challenge for him today. Obviously, on any other given day, those balls are a bit deeper and he finds Malik and Kisnorbo spinning around the back post and the outcome's different. But we get these days like that. As I said, the red card and the penalty decision that went our way today.
Thanks, everyone.
Welcome, Jets fans, back again for the Jetstream podcast, the Jetstream Extra. We've just seen Newcastle Jets go have a victory. I'm used to saying go down. We've just seen the Newcastle Jets have a 2-1 victory over Melbourne City here. And we're here with City fan Matt. Matt, how are you doing?
Good yourself.
How's good.
Jets fans, how's it going? Hope everyone's good.
We're good. Thanks for joining us here today. So, I guess you've travelled up in Melbourne today?
Yeah, travelled from Melbourne. So, yeah, it's a good flight, good everything. So, just the result, a bit disappointing, but what do you do?
Look, I guess it was a very tight first half. Both teams had periods of dominance and possession, but they both failed to capitalise.
Yeah, it was very cagey, I thought, as well. Both teams trying to work each other out. Melbourne City were playing a bit deeper and just weren't just controlling the ball in the wrong areas, though. And Jets were very, very good today, I have to say. Very, very good. So.
Thank you. I guess second half, completely different story. The game certainly opened up.
Yeah.
Started off with a penalty.
Yeah.
Jack Cleesby giving away a handball. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think it was handball. I couldn't really see because we're in the away corner. So, but the looks of things on the screen, it seemed to be handball. And you don't turn your back on the ball anyway. It's just take it to the face. Just take it to the face.
Yeah, well, I guess then we saw Milos Trifunovic put the goal away for his 7th of the season. I guess that was the Jets' 14th goal for the season, equaled Bruno Fornaroli's season tally so far, which is pretty sad reading. But look, I guess Melbourne City continued with the I think it was about a 3-4-1-2 formation.
Yeah, who knows what it is at the moment? Just I think that's they're trying to. It worked in one half. I think we need to go back to back four, and because we just don't have the players for it at the moment, and I don't know what they're trying to do, but we'll see. Yeah.
So it's not a formation that you've seen the team really play this year?
No. They started it against Sydney FC and changed it after half an hour, and then ever since that, they've just been kept going with it, but hasn't been working.
Yeah, okay.
Against Wanderers, they caught us very easy in defence, and we're too square, and we're just not, it's just not working at the moment.
So, I think it was about the hour mark, we saw Jacob Melling dismissed for a last man challenge on Jets' new recruit, Morten Nordstrom.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, very fair red card. All he has to do is clear the ball, and he's decided to try and take a touch. He's lost it and pushed him over. Red card. So
that's interesting. I actually thought it was probably a yellow card myself. I thought that would have been warranted. I thought the red card was harsh. Were they in a complete scoring position? I'm not 100% sure Nordstrom would have got away from him. But I guess the Jets continued to attack and Melbourne City struggled I guess, cope with the Jets' attack, and they scored a second in the... Trifunovic scored again, his second for the match, with some lovely one-touch play down the side. Yeah. But I guess, as is typical Jets style, we like to make things nervy, keep the fans on the edge of their seat. Those are the 7,000-odd that are here. Melbourne pulled one back. It's the first time that Bruno Fornaroli really escaped Daniel Mullen today.
Yeah. They shut down Novillo and Fornaroli very well today, and it was one really quite a lucky ball in by Fitzgerald, I thought, and just got his head to it and went in. But I think it was too little too late anyway. We weren't really creating anything, and even if we did get a point back, another goal back, I don't think it would have been a fair result, a draw. I think the Jets really deserved their win today.
Rightio. So who would be your man of the match from a Melbourne City point of view?
Oh, I'd have to go Fornaroli because he scored, but it was very... very tough to pick a man of the match from us today.
Right. So, Melbourne City, title aspirations are certainly still there. It's very tight at the top of the table. Who do you got? Who have you got next week?
We've got the victory next week.
Oh.
And if we play like that, we won't be getting anything from the game. So, I think then hit the training field and really step up, because today was very... very disappointing.
Yeah, well, I guess Victory having a draw against the Wanderers last night, they were looking pretty good. Well, I guess, Matt, thank you very much for joining us. I guess, what's your Twitter handle if people would like to follow you?
HELIX1029.
Okay, thank you very much. And I must say as well, thank you very much to Melbourne City Travelling Fans. That's at Melbourne City TF for putting me in touch with you today. So we're here as well with Ben. Ben, what were your thoughts on the match?
Similar to Matt's thoughts. It was a bit of a cagey first half. Neither team could really get a handle on the game. And then in the second half, just a bit of a lucky penalty, but we've got ourselves to blame, especially the red card. Melling didn't quite judge it, and then it was a stupid challenge. And from then on, it was just downhill pretty much. Got one back at the end late. But, too little too late. We perhaps could have stayed in the game if we didn't give away that silly red card.
I guess Melbourne City certainly looked better when they were on the break and counter-attacking the Jets. Other than that, the Jets, when they were able to get behind the ball, they looked quite compact and disciplined. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's fairly accurate. We couldn't really get our game going, and in attack we were a bit sloppy at times, and that really cost us. Navio, Fornaroli and Moy, they generally work well together, and that didn't quite click today. And when those three don't click together, it's very hard to get on hand on the game.
All right, well, for those that don't know where we're in the centre of Hunter Stadium, and we're just about to be booted off. Matt, Ben, thank you very much, guys, for joining me on the podcast today.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. We'll hand it over to Emma now. Hope you can join us during the midweek for episode 50, where we'll have a special guest, an ex-Newcastle Jets player, joining us for the podcast. Thanks very much.
Hello, Jets fans. It's Emma here for the Jetstream Extra. I have with me today two young fellas from the squadron to talk about the game. I have Oscar and Lachlan. Say hello, guys.
Hey. Hey, how you going?
Okay, so first thing I want to know, how good does it feel to have a win after
very
all this?
Good. Very good indeed.
Yeah, about time, eh? Bloody come around.
And I guess it's really good that a win coincided with the squadron's new experimental position. How did you enjoy that there today?
Well, personally, I don't know if that's a good thing, because I don't enjoy the new spot as much. So if we keep winning in the new spot, then we might have to stay there. But I think it was great that we made a change. I think a change was inevitable. But I just personally don't like sitting behind the goals. Makes it pretty hard to see the game and what's actually happening. But nonetheless, it was just great to enjoy a win.
And what did you think about the new position? Lachlan?
Well, I'm with Oz on this one. Like, in that old position, you got a bit of shade and a bit of sun, so let's get the best of both worlds. But, in that new spot, it's just a bit crowded.
The good thing in the new spot is they can see you on the telly. And I did notice in the Eastern Grandstand, you guys were getting the rest of the crowd motivated, so that's great.
Yeah.
We've got some squadron hugs going on here. This is great. Good celebration. Okay, so what did you think of the two goals from Milos Trifunovic? First one from the penalty and the second one from that beautiful cross from Morten Nordstrand. What did you think of those?
Personally, the first goal, the penalty, Trifunovic takes a brilliant penalty. Put it away like usual. Keeper dove the wrong way. The fake shot helped with that. So the first goal's easy seal. Second goal, I thought it was a good finish. I thought it was, as soon as he scored the second goal, the intensity from there just flowed straight on. But the second goal was really well put away.
Oscar, what did you think of the? Oh, sorry, Lachlan, what did you think of the goals?
Yeah, about the same as Oz. It was pretty beautiful stuff. You know, unlucky we conceded one there with Melbourne, but honestly, it was a beautiful bit of play that they put together there.
And we probably did get a little bit lucky with the red card to Melbourne, being a man up for that length of time. What did you think of that? A definite red?
I thought it was a definite red, but again, I'm a Jets fan. I did think it was a definite red, though. He clipped him and it was dirty.
And it was the last man before goal. Yep, yep. You agree, Lachlan?
Yep, it was disgusting what he did to our boys there.
Okay, so let's go for a man of the match then. I think for once it's hard to choose for good reasons rather than bad reasons. Oscar, what do you think?
Oh, man, it's... I don't know. Danish striker Agajovic, but I'd have to go with Mitchie Cooper. He started. The first time he started in a long time, apart from the Sydney game. I love it when he's on there. He just makes magic happen, really. Love it.
I know a lot of boys from the pod are massive Mitch Cooper fans, and I think everyone's going to be very glad for him to have had a start.
And he really plays a lovely game of football, free-flowing, and it's good. It's great to watch, really.
Lachlan, I'll get your name right this time. Your pick for man of the match?
Oh, yeah, either Mitchie Cooper or Trevanovic for putting those two away. It was just good stuff seeing all around the boys.
So do you think we'll see Mitch Cooper have another start in the near future?
Bloody hope so. He's just so good on the field.
I think with his performance day and his passing skills and speed, that if he's not put in the side again, then it's a mistake. I think he's very valuable.
All right, so it's been a long time since we've had a win. What do you think we did different this week that made the difference?
I thought we weren't as desperate in attack. We were happy to pass it around. You know, for 5 or 10 minutes in the late second half, 70 to 80th minute, we're just passing it around a lot in the forward half. Weren't trying to put in any stupid high balls or anything, just paying passes until an opportunity was created. And then we would slip through a brilliant ball and a lot of opportunities created there.
Excellent. Lachlan, what do you think we did different?
Well, yeah, I saw a lot more strategic attack and defence. A lot more passing and no silly giveaways this week, which is nice to see. It's a bit of a change and I'm liking what I'm seeing.
All right, I have one more cheeky question before we go. Did you miss David Carney in the lineup this week or were we fine without him?
Fine without him!
Yeah, it was good talking to you. See ya.
All right, Jets fans, well, that was Lachlan and Oscar. Thank you so much for your time, boys. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.